بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فقال الإمام البخاري رحمه الله تعالى: حدثنا محمد بن عبد العزيز قال حدثنا عبد الملك بن الخطاب بن عبيد الله بن أبي بكرة البصري لقيته بالرملة قال حدثني راشد أبو محمد عن شهر بن حوشب عن أم الدرداء عن أبي الدرداء رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم قال: أوصاني رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بتسع: لا تشرك بالله شيئا، وإن قطئت أو حرقت، ولا تتركن الصلاة المكتوبة متعمدا، ومن تركها متعمدا برئت منه الذمة، ولا تشربن الخمر فإنها مفتاح كل شر، وأطع والديك، وإن أمراك أن تخرج من دنياك فاخرج لهما، ولا تنازعن ولاة الأمر وإن رأيت أنك أنت، ولا تفرر من الزحف وإن هلكت وفر أصحابك، وأنفق من طولك على أهلك، ولا ترفع عصاك على أهلك، وأخفهم في الله عز وجل. حضرت ابو الدرداء رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ رپورٹس دا پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم گیو می 9 ایڈوائسز. ہی میڈ اے بیکویسٹ آف 9 آئٹمز. He advised me to do 9 things. Number 1, لا تشرك بالله شيئا. Do not associate anything as a partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not ascribe anything as partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if you are cut to pieces or burnt. So the first advice was that abstain from shirk in every condition. وَلَا تَتْرُكَنَّ الصَّلَاةَ الْمَكْتُوبَةَ مُتَعَمِّدًا. Second advice, never abandon the fard salat intentionally, deliberately. Deliberately, intentionally, never abandon fard salah. One who abandons fard salah deliberately and intentionally, he will lose Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's protection. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take no responsibility for him. He will lose the security of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world and also in the hereafter. We have discussed both these issues in the last two durus. The third advice, وَلَا تَشْرَبَنَّ الْخَمْرَ. Never drink wine. فَإِنَّهَا مِفْتَاحُ كُلِّ شَرِّن. Because wine is the key to every evil. Now here in this hadith, al-khamr is mentioned, wine. And wine is an intoxicant. So what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is saying here in regard to khamr, wine, it will refer to every type of intoxicant. Because in another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, kullu muskirin haram. Every intoxicant is haram, forbidden, unlawful. So if wine is the key to every evil, then every intoxicant is the key to every evil. Be it alcohol, be it drugs. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, never consume wine, فَإِنَّهَا رَاسُ كُلِّ فَاحِشَةٍ, because it is the root of every shameless act. So it is مِفْتَاهُ كُلِّ شَرْ, and it is رَاسُ كُلِّ فَاحِشَةٍ. It is the key to every evil. And it is the root. So again, key, root, same thing. It is the key, it is the root to every evil, every shameless act, every obscenity. And the reason for this is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted the faculty of intellect to differentiate between khair and shar. So as long as the faculty of intellect is in motion, a person will be able to differentiate between khair and shar. Sometimes the faculty of intellect, from the worldly perspective or from the physical perspective or from the medical perspective, may be 100% fine, but it may become fasid as far as the spiritual perspective is concerned. So physically or spiritually, if the faculty of intellect is not 100% healthy, then a person will not be able to differentiate between khair and shar. So there are people whose faculty of intellect is affected spiritually. So from the worldly perspective, they could be professors, they could be leading nations, they could be leaders of nations, and they could be the cleverest of the clever people, they could be the most intelligent of the intelligent people. But because from the spiritual perspective, their faculty of intellect is not healthy 100%, then the ideology of shar will enter their hearts and minds. And they will not be able to follow the correct path. It is for this reason, the people, when they will be thrown in the fire of Jahannam, the people of Jahannam, they will say, لَوْ كُنَّا نَسْمَعُ أَوْ نَعْقِلُ مَا كُنَّا فِي أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. If we had the ability to hear, and if we had aql, if we had the faculty of intellect, we would not be from the people of the fire of hell. Now these people who will say this, they were not deaf in this world. They could hear. They were not insane. They were not mad, they were intelligent people. Because if they were insane, if they were majaneen, if they were mentally handicapped,
accepting Iman and following the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was not a responsibility upon them. So why should they be thrown in the fire of Jahannam? These were intelligent people in this world. So from the worldly perspective, physical perspective, medical perspective, they had the faculty of intellect. So why did go in the fire of hell? They say that, no, we did not have the ability to hear. We did not have the faculty of intellect. What do they mean? That if we had the ability to hear, or if we had the ability to think correctly, if we had the faculty of intellect, we would not have gone in the fire of Jahannam, because we would have accepted Iman. So when they say that in the world we did not have the faculty of intellect, that is why we are burning in the fire of Jahannam, what they refer to is that spiritually something had damaged our faculty of intellect, and our faculty of intellect lost its health and it was unable to think correctly. That is why it could not accept Iman. That is why it could not find the path leading to khair. And it went, it led, and it guided me towards the path that led to Shar and Jahannam. So faculty of intellect, aql, it is a very great ne'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as long as it remains healthy. So just as we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep our faculty of intellect healthy, so that we do not become insane. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-junoon. O Allah, I seek your refuge from insanity. Similarly, we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to safeguard us from the spiritual insanity. That physically we may be very perfect and we may look very intelligent, we may look very clever, but some evil in our lives or somebody's company has affected our faculty of intellect, and it is no more healthy as far as the spiritual aspect is concerned, and it will not be able to think correctly. So anything right that is put forward to this person, because his faculty of intellect is not healthy, he will not be able to understand that right which leads to khair. And if shar is introduced to this person because the faculty of intellect is not healthy and it is not seeing things straight in their perspective, shar will look khair and khair will look shar. So it is very important that we always say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, grant me aqle saleem. Oh Allah, grant me the safe aql, the safeguarded aql, the secured aql, the aql that has been secured by you, so that no filth enters my aql and I see wrong as wrong and right as right. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqan warzuqna ittiba'ah wa arina al-batila batilan warzuqna ijtinabah. So here we are saying, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-junoon. Oh Allah, I seek your refuge from insanity, that is physical insanity. And here the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches another dua. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa wa arina al-batila batila. Oh Allah, show me haq as haq and batil as batil. Here we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to safeguard us from spiritual insanity. Because when physically or spiritually our aql is overpowered by something else, we will not be able to take the correct decision. We will not be able to understand where lies haq, where lies shar. We may get confused, or we may take haq as shar and shar as haq. When the faculty of intellect is healthy from both perspectives, then a person may, due to his weaknesses, make mistakes. He may sin. He may get involved in minor and major sins. But because of the faculty of intellect being healthy, he will always accept wrong as wrong and right as right. This will create remorse in his heart. And as a result of this remote, one day he will repent. And when he repents, he will become the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam here says that khamr, wine, or any intoxicant, alcohol, drug, intoxicant, any intoxicant, all intoxicants, they are miftahu kulli shar, or they are rasu kulli fahisha, root, key of every evil, root key of every filth, root and key of every obscenity, root and key of every shameless act. Why? Because khamr and intoxicants overpower the faculty of intellect. It completely overpowers the faculty of intellect, or it overpowers part of the faculty of intellect. And a person is left in a state where he is unable to differentiate between right and wrong. A person finds it difficult to differentiate between his sister and his wife. A person is unable to differentiate between his wife and his daughter. A person is unable to differentiate between wife and a strange woman. A person is unable to differentiate between enemy and friend. A person is unable to differentiate between a father and a friend. Faculty of intellect is overpowered by wine, by alcohol, and by intoxicants. It is for this reason the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, "La tashrabanna al-khamra." How kind was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And how kind was that Creator who commanded his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam to give us this advice. Faculty of intellect, one of the greatest ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a person consumes alcohol, a person consumes drug, a person consumes wine, a person consumes beer, a person consumes any intoxicant, and he throws this great ni'mat out of his life for half an hour, 1 hour, a few hours. How ungrateful to the Creator. And how foolish that he intentionally becomes insane. Nobody would want to become insane. He intentionally becomes insane. And because the faculty of intellect is not in motion, it is not thinking correct, it is not seeing things in its correct perspective, it cannot differentiate between right and wrong, it cannot differentiate between haq and batil, it cannot differentiate between khair and shar. A person will engage in, indulge in, a person will carry out any evil that comes his way. Imam Nasa'i rahimahullah ta'ala has quoted a hadith of Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, once ijtanibul khamr, stay away from khamr, stay away from wine. فَإِنَّهَا أُمُّ الْخَبَائِسِ, because it is the mother of all evils. It is the root of all evils. It is the key that opens the door towards all evils. And thereafter, Usman radiallahu anhu narrated an incident from the people of the past, that there was a person from the people of the past who had spent time in worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who became an abid. And a filthy woman who was not on the straight path fell in love with him. So she sent another woman who was working for her, that go and call this abid. And in those days, pious people, respectable people were invited to witness incidents. Even in my childhood, I saw this, that when any transaction or any deal or any agreement used to take place between two parties, they would say, no, call this person. Why? Because he is the most respectable in the village, in the vicinity, in this area. He should witness this agreement. So he was a very pious person. And it may have been a culture that people used to invite him. So Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that this woman, a bad woman, a woman who had gone astray, she invited this abid. She sent a woman that called him and tell him that there is a matter that needs witnessing, so you are being called. So this abid, with the intention of helping people, he went. When he entered this home, this maid who had gone to call him, she locked the door. And as the abid continued walking inside the home, she kept on locking all the doors behind him without him realizing. When she entered the room, finally he saw that a very beautiful woman was sitting in that room. It was this lady who had gone astray and who had invited him with an objective in mind. And he saw that there was a young child in the room. And this abid, he also saw that there was a large bowl or a large utensil or a large vessel full of wine. The lady said, either you commit adultery with me or you murder this child, slaughter this child, or consume alcohol. Now he knew that he was framed. Because if he refused to do either of the three things, she would have accused him of entering her house with an evil intention. So the abid thought that out of the three, which is the lowest? So he thought killing and murdering a child is a very, very severe act. Committing adultery is very severe as well. So I will consume alcohol and then I will repent. So he said, oh, okay, I will have alcohol. So he was given a glass full of alcohol and he consumed a glass full. Now every good amal or every evil amal that we carry out, both of them have an effect on our spiritual life. Just as physical food has effect on our physical life. So as soon as he had consumed one glass of alcohol or one bowl full of alcohol, that had an effect on his spiritual life. And he said, Ziduni, give me more. So another was given. He said, give me more. Another was given. Until he became intoxicated. His faculty of intellect was gone. Once the faculty of intellect was gone, he could not differentiate between right and wrong. So a few moments ago, killing a child was very, very severe in his eyes. He murdered the child. Adultery was very, very severe in his eyes. He committed adultery with that woman. Thereafter, Usman radiallahu anhu, after narrating this incident, said again, Fajtanibul Khamr. Usman radiallahu anhu. And when a sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu says something regarding deen, then it is understood that he must have heard it from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, Ijtanibul Khamr. Stay away from wine. Fa innahuma wallahi. La yajtami'ul iman wa idmanul khamr. He said, by Allah, iman and the habit of consuming wine, both of them will not remain together in a person. Either iman will push away the habit of consuming alcohol, or the consumption of alcohol will push out iman from him. So he could die as a non-Muslim. During auspicious nights, during the night of Bara'ah, during the night of Qadr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy descends and multitude of people are forgiven. A large number of people are forgiven. Except for a few individuals. One category from these individuals is Mudminul Khamr, the one who has the habit of continually consuming alcohol. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith, Imam Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala narrates this hadith, that one who consumes alcohol in this world, he will not be able to consume, one who consumes wine in this world, he will not be able to consume wine in the hereafter. The ulama have given two interpretations. One interpretation is that if a person consumes alcohol in this world and he does not repent from this sin, but at the time of death, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers him with his fadl and he goes from this world with iman, but without repenting from consumption of alcohol or consumption of wine or drugs. So he goes with iman. And sooner or later, eventually he will enter Jannah and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him anything that he desires in Jannah. But even after being granted entry into Jannah, he will not be able to benefit from the wine of Jannah. And another interpretation is that one who consumes wine in this world will not be able to consume the wine in the hereafter. He will not be able to enter Jannah in the hereafter. And a person will not be able to enter Jannah in the hereafter if he goes without iman. So one who continually and with habit consumes intoxicant of any type, there is a danger that before he departs from this world, iman is taken away from him. So all those brothers and sisters who have the habit of consuming alcohol or drugs must repent immediately. It is a very, very dangerous situation because we could lose iman. Usman radiallahu anhu says that intoxicant and iman does not remain together in one body. It is riwayah of Nasa'i Sharif. So either iman will go away or we repent and we get rid of this habit. If we get rid of this habit, iman will remain. And if this habit continues and evils continue in our lives, and if it pushes iman out of our hearts, then how will we face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How will we fare in the hereafter? As far as khamr is concerned, khamr and all intoxicants, they all fall in the same category. What does Quran say? Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, innamal khamru wal maisiru wal ansabu wal azlamu. Ansab refers to shirk. Azlam, according to some commentators of the Quran, it refers to a type of gambling. And according to majority of the commentators of the Quran, it also refers to shirk. So ansab is shirk, azlam is shirk, and khamr is wine, intoxicant, maisir, gambling. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions gambling and intoxicant with shirk. And he says, innamal khamru, intoxicants, wal maisiru, gambling, wal ansabu, wal azlam, and the two types of shirk, which refers to all types of shirk, rijsun, filth. All these items are filth, khamr and all intoxicants, wine and all intoxicants, including drugs. Maisir, every type of gambling, lotteries, everything included. And wala ansabu wala azlam, every type of shirk. In the words of the Quran, they are number one, rijsun, filth. Number two, min amali shaitan, they are handiworks of shaitan. Fajtanibuhu la'allakum tuflihun, refrain from these things so that you may become successful. Number three, so number one, it's filth. Number two, handiworks of shaitan. Number three, a person will be deprived of falah in this world and also in the hereafter. فَاجْتَنِبُوهُ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Stay away from them so that you may become successful, you may attain falah. That means if you do not abstain from them, falah will not come your way. Success will not come your way. You will remain unsuccessful in this world and also in the hereafter. Number three, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَنْ يُوقِيَ بَيْنَكُمُ الْعَدَاوَةَ وَالْبَغْضَاءَ فِي الْخَمْرِ وَالْمَيْسِرِ. By using intoxicants and by using gambling, Shaitan creates enmity and hatred in your hearts. Hatred and enmity is created in your hearts. Drunk people, they lose their faculty of intellect, so they say what they are not supposed to say. They do what they are not supposed to do. Quarrels take place, wrangling takes place. Fights take place, and after they regain their faculty of intellect, their senses, they can remember what had happened. And this remains in their heart for ever and ever. Similar is the case with gambling. As a result of gambling, a person begins to hate that person who has taken away his money. So Shaitan involves and engages people into these two sins with objectives. Objective number one is that it will create enmity and hatred for each other. So the fiber of the community, fiber of the ummah, the fiber of the family will break. And with hatred and enmity in one's heart, a person will never be able to have a peaceful life. And when there is no peace in life, a person will not be able to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as he should worship him. He will not be able to progress in deen, in spirituality as he should. And in order to bring peace to his heart and mind, he will resort to those things which will take him further and further away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is another loss. إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ الشَّيْطَانَ أَنْ يُوقِيَ بَيْنَكُمُ الْعَدَاوَةَ وَالْبَغْضَاءَ فِي الْخَمْرِ وَالْمَيْسِرِ. And another objective, وَيَسُدَّكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. So this is the fifth loss. وَيَسُدَّكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Shaitan, through gambling and through alcohol, prevents people from going towards the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he stops people from the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by using gambling and by using alcohol, through intoxicants and through gambling. He prevents people from going towards the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the person who engages in consuming intoxicants and who engages in gambling of any sort, slowly, 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 he will go further and further away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will become neglectful of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he will also become neglectful towards his responsibilities towards the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his wife, his children, his parents, his subordinates. وَيَسُدَّكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ. The zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the establishment of salat and all duties towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَهَلَ أَنْتُمْ مُنْتَهُونَ. Will you now stay away from it? فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُنْتَهُونَ. As soon as these verses were revealed, and when it was recited in front of Umar radiallahu anhu, and the reciter came to فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُنْتَهُونَ. Will you then not stay away from these things? Umar radiallahu anhu screamed and he said, إِنْتَهَيْنَا إِنْتَهَيْنَا. Yes, we have made a firm resolution to stay away from it, stay away from it. And the Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in, who were habituated drunkards, many of them like Uthman radiallahu anhu, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Umar radiallahu anhu, or many more, had never consumed alcohol in their lives, alhamdulillah. Why? Because noble people throughout centuries and throughout history believe that alcohol is not a good item. And then gradually verses were being revealed which hinted towards the fact that a time is going to come when Khamr will be forbidden, intoxicant will be forbidden. So every time a new verse was being revealed, the permission was still there, but some indication. Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu la taqrabu salata wa antum sukara. O you who believe, do not come near salat when you are intoxicated. So the Sahaba Rizwanullahi ta'ala Ali Majmain, with much tafakkuh and much understanding, immediately understood that something which prevents a person from coming closer to salat cannot be good in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they, despite it being halal, they left it on one side. Until finally this verse was revealed. And those sahaba who continued consuming alcohol until this verse was revealed, who were habituated drunkards, it was permissible, so they were drinking, no problem. As soon as they heard the announcement from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when these verses were revealed, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent out somebody in the streets of Madina Munawwara who started announcing, Allah innal khamra qad hurrimat, Allah innal khamra qad hurrimat. Listen carefully, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed verses and now intoxicant is haram, wine is not permissible anymore. Hazrat Anas radiyallahu ta'ala says, I was a young child and my father and his friends and his cousins, they were all sitting in my home and it was like tea time for them, so they were consuming alcohol and I was serving them. And this announcement fell in their ears. Look at the dedication towards the command of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This announcement fell in their ears that listen carefully. Innal khamra qad hurrimat, wine is forbidden from today. Anas radiyallahu anhu says that immediately each and every person stopped where he was. The one who was about to take the glass in his hand, he moved away his hand. The one who had the glass in his hand, he put down the glass. The one who had taken the glass up to his lips, he moved away the glass from his lips. And he said that my father told me that, oh Anas, throw all the wine away. Throw it away immediately. Throw it away. All the sahaba, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majmain, who were drinking until then, they threw the wine away and in the streets of Madina Munawwara, so much so that for many months, whenever it rained, people could smell alcohol in the streets of Madina Munawwara. Not a single sahabi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu drank wine or intoxicant after these verses were revealed. And a sahabi radiyallahu anhu who had gone abroad and who had taken all his wealth to buy different types of intoxicants, different types of wines, and to bring them back and sell it in Madina Munawwara. In those days, that is what people used to do. They used to take the whole saving and they would buy something and bring it back and sell it here. So go to Sham, away from Madina Munawwara, and buy those things which were not available or which were not produced in Madina Munawwara. So this sahabi radiyallahu anhu, he went with his fortune, all his savings, and the only thing he bought back to sell in Madina Munawwara was wine and intoxicants. And on the border of Madina Munawwara, somebody told him that wine is not permissible anymore. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed these verses, إِنَّمَا الْخَمْرُ وَالْمَيْسِرُ وَالْأَنْسَابُ وَالْأَزْدَامُ رِجْسٌ مِنْ عَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ. So he said, I cannot advance from here before I seek clarification from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is it permissible for me to sell? What shall I do with this alcohol? So he was told it is haram. It is haram to consume. It is haram to sell. It is haram to buy. It is haram to prepare. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in hadith has said that لَعَنَ اللَّهُ شَارِبَ الْخَمْرِ. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala curse. That means may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove his mercy and take that person far away from his mercy who consumes alcohol and who does anything associated to alcohol. One who takes out the juice from the grapes with the intention of making, with the intention that I'm helping my brother who is making alcohol. One who turns that juice into alcohol. One who serves alcohol. So a Muslim, he may not consume alcohol, but he works in a restaurant where he has to serve alcohol. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has cursed him also. So when he heard this message from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that this wine is useless, all these intoxicants that you have brought are useless, he did not resend somebody to say that what shall I do. He picked up a dagger. And with that dagger, the leather utensils that were holding the whiskey or alcohol and wine, he started ripping them. And all his fortune, he himself let go of that fortune because he did not want to go back to Madina Munawwara with something that is haram, and he did not want to leave even a drop behind for somebody to utilize that. So my friends, we need to be very, very particular in regard to the consumption of any type of alcohol, the consumption of any type of drugs. Because it is something that is disliked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very much. As I said, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala curses a person. He moves a person away and far away from his mercy. Allah's curse means, Allah's la'anat means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala moves him far away from his mercy. And when a person is far away from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what hope is there for him? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has, when enumerating the signs of Qiyamah, has also mentioned that the consumption of intoxicant will increase near the time of Qiyamah. So as that Qiyamah comes near, what will decrease and what will increase? The items of khair will decrease and the items of shar will increase. So the consumption of alcohol will increase. That means it is an item of shar. And in another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man sharib al khamr, one who consumes wine or any intoxicant, lam tuqbal lahu salatu arba'in." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not accept his salat for 40 days. Lam tuqbal lahu salatu arba'in sabah. For 40 days his salat will not be acceptable. So if a person consumes alcohol and he does not repent from it, he still has the intention of drinking again, consuming again, maybe after 5 days, maybe after 2 months, maybe after 3 months, maybe after a year. So when he does not repent, then for 40 days, his salat will not be accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِن تَابَ تَابَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. If he repents, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept his repentance. And now his salat will begin to be accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he consumes a second time, again for 40 days his salat will not be acceptable unless he repents. If he repents, again his salat will be acceptable. Then he consumes a third time. And third time he consumes again for 40 days his salat will not be acceptable unless he repents. As soon as he repents, his salat is acceptable again. But he drinks a fourth time, he consumes an intoxicant a fourth time. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that now his salat will not be accepted for 40 days. فَإِن تَابَ لَمْ يَتُوبِ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. And if he repents, Allah will not accept his repentance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will decree for him that he will be made to drink from the river of Khibal. سَقَاهُ اللَّهُ مِن نَهْرِ الْخِبَالِ. He will be made to drink from the river of Khibal in Jahannam. So he will be thrown in the fire of Jahannam and he will be made to drink from the Nahr of Khibal, the river of Khibal. So this person will be deprived from the وَخَمْرِ اللَّذَّةِ لِلشَّارِبِينَ, from the river of the wine in Jannah, and he will be made to drink from the river of Khibal. So the Sahaba Rizwanullahi ta'ala li majma'in asked that what is the river of Qibal? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the pus of the people of Jahannam will gather together, and because they will be in thousands, so this pus will run like a river in the fire of Jahannam. He will be made to drink from that. So let us make a firm resolution, my brothers, that inshallah, Allah has saved us until now. We will remain safe from it until we breathe our last. And if we had the habit of consuming any intoxicant and we have repented, we must remain firm on this repentance. And in order to remain firm on this repentance, do not mix or associate with those people who may lure us again towards this very evil habit. And let us not go to those places which remind us of this evil habit. And let us continually think about the ills of this sin. And let us turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard all of us from this filth. It is so evil, it is so bad, that it is not only bad for our spirituality or for our hereafter, it is bad for this world also. Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi somewhere has quoted a non-Muslim professor from the Western world, that he has quoted him, that his quote, that he used to say that if people stopped consuming intoxicants throughout the world, then he used to say, non-Muslim scholar, he used to say that we would have to shut down half hospitals and half jails. Because he said half of the patients are in hospital because their illnesses are a result of consuming alcohol. And half the people commit crime and they find themselves in jail as a result of consuming alcohol. So it is very dangerous in this world, very dangerous in the hereafter. Those young people who get habituated to consuming, it begins with smoking. So I always urge young people from the age of 11, 12, 13, and the parents also should do this, that they must stay away from cigarettes. It is this smoking habit that takes young people towards drugs. And once they get habituated to drugs, they do not realize how harmful it is until they reach the age of 22, 23, 24. By now, they are so much into it that they find it very, very difficult to come out of it. And they are afraid and they cannot talk to anybody. And slowly, 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 they lose their health, they lose their deen, they lose their honor in the eyes of the society, in the eyes of the family themselves, because they start stealing. And I have seen so many young people who had to be thrown out of their homes because they were a very big problem for the parents. Very big problem. They were looters living in their, they were looting their own homes, looting each and every person. And then there is no security, life is in danger, everything is in danger. So we must always adhere to each and every advice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us in the Quran, that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us through the ahadith, because they are all good for us in this world and also in the hereafter. Anything they say do, we should do it. Anything they say refrain from, we should refrain from it. It will be good for us in this world and also in the hereafter. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa laqibatu lil muttaqeen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulihi sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azaban. ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم يا مسرف القلوب سرف قلوبنا على طاعتك يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الجنون والجذام والبرس وسيئ الأسقام
اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وبرحمتك يا رب.